Bruchim Abom, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Parsha class. Tonight's shiur is on the date of the Yutes Cheshvan Tavshin Pei Beis, corresponding with the calendar, October 25th, 2021. I would like to begin dedicating my shiur for my parents, L'zeichen Nishmas of Imoiri, Natitzvi Ben Reb. And seeing Moshe and Ve'imi Mayrosi, Shoshana Vita Bas of Yisrael Halevi. It should be a nachas to my parents that I'm giving the shir and I'm being mezakeh the rabbi with Divrei Torah. It should be a schus for them and for all of us.
Amen.
This week's parsha, Parshas Chayei Sarah, is full of many limudim, like every parasha is. But I will not want to begin with the beginning of the parasha. I would like to start with the story of Eliezer, the servant of Avram, being sent to find a wife for Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Historically, we know Avram was already 140, and Yitzchak was 40 years of age, and he was getting older, and he wasn't married. Avram was concerned. After all, Hashem did promise him that his child was going to be the Zerah, the chosen child, that from him will come out a treasured people, an Am Segula. But without getting married, it would not seem to be likely. So, being that he was already at an advanced age, he sent his trusty servant, his dedicated servant, Eliezer, and he sent him off on a mission to find a wife for his son Yitzchak. He gave him specific instructions not to find, or not to look for a wife from the people of Canaan. They were idol worshippers, and instructed Eliezer to go to his family. We are familiar with something unusual about this parsha. This parsha is probably the only parsha in the Torah that is repetitive, almost verbatim. The parsha that deals with the story of Eliezer looking for a wife for Yitzchak has in it 67 psukim, Samach Zion psukim, very, very long and very unusual. And it begs an explanation. Why the repetition? What's the message? We are familiar in daily life. Whenever somebody wants to emphasize something, he usually highlights his message with it being repetitive. By repeating something a second time, there is emphasis on its importance. And we have to try to find what was this message that was so important. We are aware that no word, no less, no letter in the Torah is extra. And there's lessons on every nuance, on every little part of the Torah that teaches us many hidden secrets and many hidden laws. And obviously, to repeat our parsha almost in its entirety begs for an explanation. So we'll begin with a famous medrash. There's a famous medrash rabbah that says the following. Yafeh sichoson shel avdei batei avos mitayrason shel banim. It's preferred. It's yafeh. It's nice. the common talk, the sicha, the casual talk of the servants in the homes of our forefathers more than the Torah that's taught and learned by their children. What's the point behind that, Chazal? To give this much more meaning, I'll refer to a famous Gemara. There's a famous saying that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer HaYosher, the Sefer of the righteous, of the upright. This is brought down, I'm quoting from Mishnah's Rebbe Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the Sefer Avraham Yitzchok VeYaakov SheNikru Yesharim. This is the Sefer that discusses Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov, that they are called Yesharim. V'ksiv, and there's a pasuk in Kehelet that says, "Asher osah elikim es ha'adam yashar." Hashem made man yashar, straight, and this is referring to the yashrus, the straightforwardness, the honesty, the simplicity of living a life with midos tovos. Midos and Derech Eretz, the thing that leads everybody in his daily life, in his social life, in his business life, the Yashar, the Derech Eretz, the Midos, is something that our forefathers have lived by day in and day out. And this is being taught in the Sefer Bereishis, and specifically, the message is being brought out in the story of Eliezer looking for a wife for Yitzchak. And therefore, he goes on to say, "V'zehu Ikra shel Sefer Bereishis." This is the main message of Sefer Bereishis. Shekulay limud be'enyonim elu. These are the lessons that we are being taught. V'chol teva v'dibor. Every word and every saying. Limud sholem gam b'pshutay. It's a complete lesson, even in its simple form. And he continues on, and he says, Parshas Eliezer, Malaya Limudim Gedailim. The story of Eliezer is full of many lessons. Etzem Hashkafosa Shel Eliezer. We learn just his attitude. Benogeya Lamahos Ha'imahot. What is the mother of the Jewish people should be looking like? Rumi He haruya liyos aim b'Yisrael, and who is that fitting woman to be the mother of the Jewish people that would be fitting for Yitzchak Avinu, our forefather Yitzchak? All this, shahadav etoli b'midais toivais uvechesed. All this depends on good character and doing kindliness. So this I quoted you from the Mishnah's Rebbe Aaron, that we know that the story of Eliezer is the story of Midos Tovos and how he went about looking for a wife for Yitzchak. So from one point of view, we have a very good picture of what we are to expect. The Parsha of Eliezer is the Parsha of Midas Tavis. But there's more in that Parsha than just Midas Tavis. The Parsha teaches us an attitude, how you go about looking for a wife, the whole procedure. And it's an eye-opener how anyone who is presented with a dilemma is to approach his problem the way Eliezer approached his. How did he approach it? He approached it with tefillah. It would be worthwhile for me to read several psukim to get a very good insight of what had happened during this trip, or rather I would say this journey that Eliezer made. And let's begin with reading some of the psukim on Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis. Eliezer is now with his 10 camels parked at a well outside of the city of Nochor. And he wants to find a wife, and he doesn't know where and how he's going to go about doing it. So the first thing he does, he davens. And let me read some psukim that would give the whole picture much more clarity. Vayomar, Hashem, Elokei Adoni Avraham, Hashem, the God of my master Avraham, Hakri Nolofonai Hayom, please cause to happen today. Vasei Chesed im Adoni Avraham, and do kindness with my master Avraham. Behold, standing by the well of water, and the daughters of the city are going out to water their flock. And behold, the young girl, which I will approach her and ask her, Hatino Chadech, please bend your pitcher. V'eshta, and I may I drink. V'omer, she will respond. She say, drink. V'gam gimalecha ashka, and also your camels I'll give to drink. Osa hechachta la'avdecha le'yitzchak. That's the sign I'm looking for, that you have shown me that this is the girl for la'avdecha, for your servant Yitzchak. And in her I will know that I will know that you have done chesed with my master. So right away, you have a problem. You daven to Hashem. You don't carry the burden completely on your own. You share the burden with Hashem. It's, remember, I once told you an explanation. Why is Hashem called a rock? Tzur Yisrael. Hashem is the rock of Yisrael. Why is he called a rock? What a strange accolade. What kind of a name of honor is Hashem given? I explained last time from the name of the Meiri. He's a rock in the sense that if you lean on the rock supports you. The less you lean on the rock, the less he supports you. Here, Eliezer is completely leaning on Hashem as if he would be a rock. He prays to Hashem, help me. I am incapable of finding the right girl. It's in your hands. So I ask for a physical sign. Please help me. What does the Pasuk say right away in Pasuk Tezvav? He didn't even finish his prayer. And guess who comes out? Rivka, who was born to Besuel, the son of Milcah, Eshes Nocha, Achi Avraham, the brother of Avraham, Vachada al Shichma. She's coming with this picture. She was very pleasant to look at. Besula, unmarried, Veish lo yada, and she has not been married to a man. Veteret ha'ayna. And she went down to the well, and she filled up the pitcher, and she went up. Chazal tells us a very amazing thing. He noticed that strange thing, and she just filled the pitcher. She didn't have to draw the water. The water was already close to the top for her. But he right away looked at this girl. This is something strange. Usually you have to draw water from a well, and she did not have to draw. She said, maybe I'll go to her. Maybe Hashem is giving me a sign. And the Pasuk says right away, Vayoratza ever likrasa, and the servant ran to meet her. Vayomer, and he said, Hadmi'ini na, please give me to drink ma'at mayim, mikadech, a little water from your pitcher? Vatayman, she responds and says, Shasei Adoni, drink, my master. Vatamahe vatoved kada al yada, she quickly lowered the pitcher on her hand, al yada vatashke, and she gave him the drink. And then, when he was finished drinking, she says, "Gamlik malecha eshava, I also would like to give your camels to drink, adim kilu lishtais, until they finished drinking." Interesting. He sees chesed and derech eretz in one shot. Chesed, she's offering to give him a drink and his camels, but derech eretz, she didn't offer to give him a drink together with the camels. She waited for him to drink and finish drinking. And then she went and said, could I also offer your camels? And the Torah continues on, v'temahir, she hurried, v'ta'ar kada el hashokes, and she lowered emptied the kada el hashokes to the trough, v'tovetz od el ha-be'er lishov, and she went ahead again to the be'er to draw the water, v'tishav l'chol gemalav, and she drew water for all of the camels. Another interesting thing, the water was not on the top of the wall anymore. The water was on the bottom, and she had to draw the water. And we all know that a camel is a desert animal. And the camel drinks water to his fill at 25 gallons. 25 times 10 is 250 gallons. She drew 250 gallons of water that amazed Eliezer. He said, wow. This is certainly a sign. It's a sign of her chesed. It's a sign of her kavod. This must be the right one. But because he has so much faith, he went ahead and the Torah tells us he right away gave her jewelry. And the Torah says, what kind of jewelry? V'yikash kilu agmam lishtos, when they were finishing drinking. V'yikach ish nezem zav, he took a golden nose ring, beker lishkolo, its weight was a half a shekel. Ushnei tzimidim al yodeh, and two golden bracelets, asara zav mishkolom, their weight was 10 golden coins. And then afterwards, he finds out this is the right girl. And he asks her, Basmiat, who are you? Whose daughter are you? Hagidi noli. Tell me, please. Is a place for us, that means himself and his servants, a place for us to spend the night? And what's the answer? Vatomer, and she says, Bas Besuel Anochi, I'm the daughter of Besuel. Ben Milka, the son of Milka, Sheyaldo Lenachar, which was born to Nachar. As soon as he hears that, the Torah says in Pasuk Chavav, Vayikai le'ish v'yishtachu l'Hashem. He bows down to the ground and he thanks Hashem. And Pasuk Chav Zayin says, Vayomer Baruch Hashem Alekei Adoni Avraham, bless is the God of my master Avraham, Ashalo Azav Chasav Amitamim Adoni, that he doesn't forsake his kindness and his truth from my master. And he continues on saying how Hashem led him to the house of the brother of his master. We see numerous things over here. We see Chesed. Chesed in an unpredictable way. Chesed living in a world that didn't believe in Chesed. We all know that the world was filled with idolatry, idol worship, but also we know later on in the story that Besuel wanted to poison Eliezer and steal everything he got. We know that. And she, despite the fact that her environment wasn't conducive for chesed, she was the epitome of chesed. And when he saw that, he said, this is the one. And I'm going to pursue this till the finale, till I get her to marry Yitzchak. The Sefer Be'er Mechokek is written by the Talzer Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Mordechai Katz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, ask a very logical question. Okay, we see that he davened and Hashem answered his tefillah, but how was he sure that all the other mitos would be conducive to making this woman the mother of the Jewish people? Was everything in concert with the midos of an Aim Yisrael, a mother of the Jewish people? How did Eliezer know that this was going to be the litmus paper test, so to say, the final proof that this is the woman who is going to be the candidate to marry Yitzchak? Explains the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Mordechai Katz Zatzal, that here the Mida of Chesed is so paramount that it took such an enormous place in the Midas of a person that it had to coincide in equal measure with the other Midas. And I even have a proof of that. We have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We are all familiar with the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shimon HaTzadik HaYoemetz, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Beis. Hoya Misherik Knesset Hagdola was from the remainder of the Anshe Knesset Hagdola. Hu Hoya Omer, he used to say, Al Shleisha Devadim Hoya Maimed, on three things the world stands, Al HaTorah, Al HaVoidah, Al Gemilus Chasadim, on the study of Torah, on the service of serving Hashem and doing Gemilus Chasadim. If Rivka was outstanding, indisputably outstanding in her Midah of Chesed, which I described to you how she went about giving him water to drink and then separated his drinking from the camels and going all out to be sure that the camels were fed until they're finished drinking. That means she has reached the apex in Chesed. When the Torah says there are three things that keeps the world in existence, it's what? Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. If she was exceptional in that pillar of Gemilas Chasadim, then she was going to be exceptional in serving Hashem and in Derech Eretz that the Torah requires in living and obeying the laws of the Torah. I would say it's a similar marshal. I gave myself a marshal. Let's say you buy yourself an extremely expensive piece of jewelry from a very reliable jeweler. You can spend $3,000 on a bracelet. It's exquisite. It's gorgeous. It's pure gold. Do you have a doubt that in this bracelet made by a reliable person, will there be fake gold? Would there be parts of the ornament that is really custom jewelry? If you buy, let's say, a very expensive leichter for a chassan and kali, spend $3,000, $5,000 for a very expensive leichter, it's Silverreichter is dazzling. From a reliable source, do you really assume that was really put with fake silver and with tin and other materials? If you are sure and you are convinced that this is pure silver, then you're not doubting the rest of this light, this candelabra, must also be unique and original silver, authentic silver, and not put together as people may want to put as fake and just an item just to fool people. You would assume there is authenticity in this beautiful ornament, this beautiful light, beautiful candelabra. He made a decision based on what he saw. He saw Hashkacha. He saw Hashem answer his prayer. He relied completely on him. He saw, after he asked for a sign, Rivka came about. Rivka came about with a little miracle where the water rose to the top. Rivka came about and answered his prayer without her even having an inkling that he just prayed. She did it with finesse, with character, with derech eretz, with beauty. He said, all this meshes and adds up to an unusual candidate for Yitzchak, the son of Avram. And this is what the Rosh Yeshiva tries to convey, that it had to be part and parcel. It wasn't just like that. It definitely showed such an enormous sign that she was the candidate based on her total character that she displayed at the time when they just finished praying. There's another message that this parsha tells us, which is very worth mentioning, and I would like to read very beautifully written from the Sefer Bishvili HaParsha. This has been written up by Harav HaGoyim Meir Hoshager Shlita, and taking it to the extent of showing that after everything was concluded, he bows and he praises Hashem, a special emphasis. And let me read part of this. This is something very, very important, because it's something that we should emulate and apply to our own lives. And he writes, later in the parasha, we find that Eliezer went to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. He asked for a siman, a sign, by which he would know who the proper shidduch was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillos. Later, when Eliezer comes to convince Lavan and Pesuah to part with Rivka, he tells over the entire story in great detail. It's very clear in the Psukim and the Mefarshim, that's the commentaries, that he was trying to show them that the great Hashkacha, that the providence from Hashem, he had experienced so that they should agree to the Shidduch, which indeed they did. Acknowledgedly, they said, May Hashem Yatzah HaDavar. This incident came directly from Hashem. The Netziv says that the Hashkacha was so strong, it was as if they heard Hashem saying, This is a Shidduch. This is a Shidduch. Everyone saw that this had to be the right one. There's one detail in Eliezer's story that seems extraneous. However, when Eliezer describes how Hashem answered his tefillos, he says, Ve'ekod ve'eshtachaver Hashem v'avorech es Hashem. I bowed down and gave thanks to Hashem. Why did he have to mention that detail? His bowing and thanking Hashem was his own obligation. It was between him and Hashem, seemingly not part of the hashkacha that brought about the shidduch, and showed Lavan and Bisur that it was a heaven-ordained shidduch. We can suggest that the Torah is teaching us an important lesson here, which is that the hada'ah, the praise that comes after Yehoshua, after a salvation, is actually part of the hashkacha as well. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us and grants us special hashkacha pratis, special providence, the thanks that we give is not an afterthought or a separate obligation. It says in many places that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a miracle, the purpose is that it should create greater recognition of Hashem. The Ben Yishchai in Parshas Lech Lecha brings the famous segula. In the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he says that someone who wants to merit a Yeshua, a miracle, should commit to saying Nishmas when he receives that Yeshua, when he receives that blessing he was praying for. This isn't just a far-fetched segula. The idea is that the purpose of this world is to bring about recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by saying Nishmas, that's the prayer we say before Yishtabach on Shabbos, a person shows that he realizes that everything comes from Hashem. Everything in the world speaks of Hashem. Hashemayim esapim kevoit keil u'masa yodav magad arikia. The heavens and the earth talk to us. But only people who recognize Hashem's hashkacha are able to read their script. No one likes to speak to someone who's not listening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to all of us. But he intervenes more closely and grants greater hashkacha, mashkacha practice, when there's someone who's reading the script, someone listening, someone who lives the life of the Chofetz Chavavetz, the one who looks at life with eyes that see Hashem's hand in all facets of the world. He can see Hashem's miracles everywhere. Therefore, if someone commits to saying Nishmas and lives with the Nishmas, the prayer that he says, that alone is the reason for Hashem to bring him a Yeshua. This is a quote. This is from Ben Ishchai. On the pasuk we say, "Hodo Hashem ki tov ki liolam chasto." The Mefarshim say that if a person thanks Hashem, "Hodo Hashem ki tov," then Hashem will continue to perform kindness for him, ki liolam chasto. Do you see how it's broken up? Again, "Hodo Hashem ki tov." You praise Hashem because He's good. If you praise Hashem because He's good, then the other half of the pasuk, ki liolam chasid, forever Hashem grants kindness. But He's waiting for you to praise. He's waiting for you to connect. This explains why Eliezer described to Lavan and Bisuel his bowing and thanking Hashem. The thanking was part and parcel of the hashkacha, of the divine providence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have intervened to pick out Rivka. Eliezer was saying that because I am someone who recognizes him, my recognition of him was part of the hashkacha, was part of this miracle. Living with hashkacha is a different way to live life. If a person is constantly looking to read Hashem's script and come to a greater recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a reason for Hashem to grant him greater hashkacha pratis. He wants to grow, he thanks Hashem constantly, and that's a reason for him to be given more blessing and more opportunity to see Hashem's guiding hand. These are the words from the Sefer Bishvilei HaParsha. But in closing, I want to tell you a beautiful story that I repeat when I was once at a lecture of Rabbi Pesach Krohn. Rabbi Pesach Kron once said that, you know, people think, you know, if you're popular, it's easy to find a shidduch. If you're wealthy, it's easy to find a shidduch. It so may seem that way, but it's not true. It's not true at all. He said on himself, I'm a person who speaks all over the world. People know who I am. And did I have such a rough time finding a shidduch for my daughter? Yes, Baruch Hashem is married. She's married with a family. But was it difficult for me to find? No question about that, that you have to rely on Hashem and daven to Him for everything that you need, especially for a shidduch. And I heard in the name of Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and with this I conclude, that Rav Shach says, we see clearly from the story of Eliezer that you can be wealthy and you can be popular like Avraham Avinu. And still, do you think Eliezer made that his selling point? Not at all. As soon as he came to the well, he stopped what he was doing and started praying to Hashem, like we said before. Hashem, Elokei Adoni Avraham, Hakrino Lefanai Hayom. Hashem, the God of my master Avraham, please cause to happen today. V'asei Chesedim Adoni Avraham. He started praying to Hashem. Now, you think Yitzchak would be an easy catch? That's a mistake. Without tefillah, without davening, nothing really comes easy. We have to always try to daven to Hashem. The parasha of Eliezer is full of many, many lessons. I brought out only several, but there are many lessons to learn from the parasha. The lesson of Midas Tovos, the lesson of Hashgacha Pratis, the lesson of respecting others. Even if you're doing a favor, you have to do the favor with respect to others and earn the reward for the mitzvah appropriately. Let us walk away with this parasha, knowing that in every parasha, there is so much to learn from and there's so much to gain. We have to try to walk away accepting and internalizing these messages so that Hashem will always be ready and be close to all of us and listening to our tefillahs and accepting the wishes and the thoughts that we're trying to convey to Him all the time. Have a wonderful week. Zayn matzliach and a good tevach. Kol tov.